When God created the world, remember the gem of the creation, the peak of the creation, was when he created man, when he created mankind. And he remember, he, it was so important to him that he made us in his image and likeness. He constructed this body of ours, which I guess if you're a doctor or a surgeon of some sort, it's relatively simple, but for most of us, an extremely complex system. And somehow it all works together and keeps us going from day to day. You know, if we take care of it, we nurture it, we feed it properly, and all that sort of thing. So the creation that God gave to us, this body of ours, is an integral part of who we are. We are made body and spirit, body and soul. And so our bodies are extremely important for us as Christian people, because it is through the body that we learn, through all of our senses, that's how we come to know. It's through our bodies that we are nurtured by the sacraments, by the Eucharist, by the anointings, by the baptism, and all of these things. It's all through our bodies that this takes place. And at the end of our lives, we leave this body behind and go to eternity to be eventually reunited with our body in a glorified manner. Well, since because of sin, because Adam and Eve, our first parents, chose to kind of rebel against God, he had to change some things. So as a consequence, there are things that go on in our bodies that didn't seem to be God's original intention. And one was that we would not die. That was not in God's original plan. Death was considered to be a punishment for man's rebellion against his God. And so we all have to face that at some time in our lives. But we also have the hope that one day we will be reunited with our bodies in a glorified way, like Christ was after his resurrection, like our Blessed Lady is because through her Assumption. But when we look at our Blessed Lady, remember she was totally sinless. That by God, by Jesus, what we call a prevenient grace, a grace that came before time, she was protected from any touch or stain of original sin. The only person other than Jesus to ever have that. So she didn't have all of the effects of original sin. She still had her freedom. She still had her choices. She had to say yes to God. She had to come to know God through our prayer and through her study and by listening to wise people, her parents, and others in the temple. So she came to know God. But she also always had that right to say no. But she never did. Whatever God would ask of her, she would do. Your will be done. I will do whatever you ask. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Whatever God asked of her, she was willing to do. As a consequence, she never sinned. Never once in her lifetime did she sin, because she so loved her God that she would do nothing that would in any way damage the relationship that they had formed over her lifetime. God so loved her, and she so loved her God, that sin never entered her life. Yet, and now we look at our world today, and we see all of the abuse, this body of ours, which, you know, is really a sacred place. It's a temple. We receive the Eucharist. We bear God within us through the sacrament. We belong to God. We were baptized. We become members of his family. We were christened to spend eternity with God. And yet when we look at our world today, in our society today, and all of the abuse that we subject our bodies to, when we are supposed to recognize the dignity and to treat our bodies with honor and respect that God has given to them. But today we see all of it's the free sex, the free, the porno stuff, the drugs, the mutilation, the senseless killing, the torture, the beating of people, all of this stuff that we do to the human body. We seem to forget the fact that God made us in his image and likeness, and that this body is a temple of God. We are a temple of the Lord, and we are supposed to take care of that body in that way, respecting who and what God made us to be. Mary did that. All of her lifetime, she respected who she was. She respected the fact that God had created her. She respected the fact that God loved her. She respected the fact that God chose her. So much, she bore all the burdens, the hurts, the pains, and the sorrows that went along with being the mother of Jesus. And because she never once said no to him, today we celebrate the fact that when she went to sleep, what the ancient church used to call the dormition, when she went to sleep, our Lord took her, body and spirit, into her heavenly home. It is supposed to give us a sense of hope. That is something that is prepared for all of us. But, you know, even though when we die, and we die, our bodies are going to go to the grave and decay, but one day they will be glorified and we will be reunited, whenever that is that God chooses to do that. But Mary already has that. She already is celebrating in heaven in a glorified body. So today we think about that a little bit. Think about what God has given to us. Think about what he made us, how he made us. Think about every intricate detail of our lives, every intricate thing that goes on inside this body of ours that makes us function. Think about all of that stuff. And respect the fact that God gave that to you as a gift. To use this body of ours, united with our spirit, to one day give glory to him, to every day give glory to him. One day to be perfectly united with him in eternity. Mary has shown us the way. Today we honor her in her assumption, and we thank God for the gift that he has given to her in choosing her to be the mother of God.